From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and it's time for your letters. First, we've been getting lots of lovely feedback about our summer series, The Spin. We've checked in with cities all over the world, hearing the songs that have blown up the summer airwaves. On Friday, we heard from Mumbai.
Listener Audra Coulomb may be from Southbury, Connecticut, but she writes, I just got back from Mumbai a week ago, and your piece on Mora Pia almost stopped my heart, which would have been bad. I was driving, but I was so excited. And she continues, thank you for bringing me back to Mumbai, even for 5 minutes. I miss it dearly.
Quite a few of you were thinking about dinner last night. You were hungry for tomatoes. Restaurant owner Frank Castronova stoked quite a few appetites.
Fresh tomatoes from the garden. Juicy, delicious, and sweet. Avocados, onions, salt and pepper, olive oil. There you have it.
Well, Jeanette Hackney of Ridgeway, Colorado writes, I was practically drooling driving home listening to the Brooklyn Frankie's recipes. And Sarah Struther of Austin, Texas was most excited by the tomato song we played, one by country artist Guy Clark. She says, I don't know if you all are Guy Clark fans, but it sure made my day to hear him. I think you should play more of the song so we can hear my favorite lines of the chorus. Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
If you have song requests, tomato cravings, or just good old-fashioned comments, you can send them to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.